How you doing, dickwad?
What's up, asshole? How's it going?
Why do you always sound like you're being held hostage in a room?
Because, like, I can never find, like, a lone room. I forget. Did you do your little intro?
Do I do an intro?
Yeah, I don't remember. Did we do one?
I did it last time. When I do a solo one, I usually do.
Oh, okay.
I don't usually, for hours, I just started the music and then put us bantering a bit over it. I didn't even...
Oh, okay, so we can just talk about how last time, you know,
I do the plugs at the end and stuff after I'm off with you.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can just talk about how I said fuck about 237 times last week.
If people listen, because, I mean, people do listen on SoundCloud and stuff. They get a fair amount of listens,
oh, really?
Actually.
Do we have any reviews on how...
There's no reviews because we're so perfect that people don't know what to say.
Exactly.
So, but if you did listen to the last time Harry was on, there were about 750 fucks. There were enough fucks to make Martin Scorsese jealous about not putting enough fucks in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
That's how many fucks there were. There were about 7 billion pen clicks.
Oh, this week I bought peanuts, actually. So I'm
going to
crunch on one.
I'm so excited.
Every time, about every 4 or 5 seconds.
You sounded like a rabbit with ADD. I just wanted to know that. You sounded ridiculous.
I don't know why rabbits just made me think
it got
of...
to the point where I was editing out your pen clicks as much as I could. That's where it got to. But
I left the pens in my backpack, so you're okay today.
Well, we're off to a better start so far this time. I haven't heard that many fucks. I haven't really heard a pen click yet. You did just have a mini stroke into the microphone, but that's fine.
Oh, that might have been the connection then.
We're going to overlook that. Let's talk about the Civil War trailer, because it dropped yesterday, or I guess 2 days ago for you.
Yeah,
and,
you're behind in the game.
Yeah, and people are talking about it. There's some buzz around it, because this guy shows up at the end. I'm forgetting his name right now.
I think it was Moon Knight.
Moon Knight? Was it Moon Knight?
Yeah, it's Moon Knight, actually.
Okay.
So
that's who I thought it was.
The first time when they... Marvel.
I wasn't sure if it was Moon Knight.
Is he DC or is he Marvel? I don't remember.
I thought he might have been Iron Fist, but I couldn't really tell. It was different.
Oh, no, it was Howard the Duck, you idiot.
Was it Howard the Duck? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, because, you know, he's one of the most popular.
One of the most marketable Avengers is Howard the Duck. Who could forget when Howard the Duck stands up to Thanos when all other Avengers have been beaten? And Howard the Duck saves humanity.
And he shits out an egg and then just throws it.
It's ironic because a duck saves humanity.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Spider-Man shows up at the end of this trailer. And people are split from what I'm reading on the costume.
I'm still disappointed a little bit.
With the costume or just with Spider-Man?
Yeah, no, with the costume. Okay. Spider-Man himself was going to be great.
Okay.
The costume just looks like, I don't know, the tiny spider just really pissed me off. And then just...
The spider's very small.
The colors, like, it just seemed like he was, like, fake. Like, he didn't look like real in the movie. Like, you know, they didn't make him, like, look real. Like, when you watch, like, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, you know, like it looked like it was just a guy just, like, in mask and a suit. You know what I mean? That just looked like CGI or motion capture or something. That didn't look real to me.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm not sure if all the effects are done. Maybe it's not completely done, everything, all the effects that go into the costume. But I kind of dug it, man. I kind of dug the color scheme. It's a throwback to, like, 60s Spider-Man. I like the way the eyes move. I read some people don't like that.
Well, that's mechanical.
I love
that's
it.
Why it's, I didn't realize it at first when I was watching it. I was just looking at the whole costume together, and then, like, I read a comment, someone was pushing about, like, the mechanical eyes, and I was like, oh, like, I didn't catch that, because they go smaller a little bit, like, kind of like they're zooming in, which was interesting. So that, you know, granted, that's probably the second suit he wears in the movie. There's no way that's the first one.
Yeah, I mean, the first one is most likely going to be some kind of, you know, ragtag kind of thing that he's put together by
like
himself.
Like, backpacks and goggles.
Yeah, and then I'm sure that we're going to get something. This suit will be a little Stark innovation to our boy Peter Parker. So that's why I don't mind the eyes emoting and everything like that, because I think it's going to be explained as a Tony Stark thing. one thing that I did want to ask you is that do you think Spider-Man should have been in this trailer? Because the way that the tone of the whole trailer was going, it was pretty. It gave me a lot of the vibe that the Winter Soldier gave me in terms of being a more serious kind of thriller.
Yeah.
And then
which I think it's still going to be, but they have to also remind it's still Marvel.
Yeah, but the whole trailer is basically that kind of vibe, and then the last 5 seconds is, you know, under ruse, and then Spider-Man coming out of nowhere.
But I think that's what makes it so funny.
Yeah, but it threw me off a bit.
Yeah.
It took me out of it a bit.
Because, you know, I think also everyone was waiting for Spider-Man and to have it in the last 12 seconds or 10 seconds, whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, that just kind of made it like, holy shit, that was awesome. Like, he just fucking took his shield like he did in the fucking comics.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Seeing him on top of whatever, you know, storage bin he's on or whatever with Cap's shield, it was pretty badass.
My logic, though, is if they're in, like, the middle of, like, a tarmac, where the fuck did he come out of?
Yeah, dude, that's what I was thinking. I was like, was he on a plane?
Like, was he just, like, flying? Like,
Took a commercial airline to Germany, and he gets off the plane.
Just chopped out.
Man. Yeah, the tarmac, it looks a little funny, honestly, the fighting on the tarmac, because there's so much open space around them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little funny. But
the Ant-Man scene was pretty cool.
I've been hoping that they would do an Ant-Man on the Arrow, like they used to do in the cartoons.
That was awesome.
That's going to be really cool. I still think it's hilarious that Paul Rudd is in this movie. Just because he's Paul Rudd.
Apparently, I think it's the secondary characters that apparently are getting great, like, criticism from people. The Ant-Man, Black Panther, and Spider-Man, they're all, like, getting praised.
Yeah, well, Black Panther was a much bigger part of this trailer, this second trailer, which I appreciate because I love Black Panther.
He was badass. You see him just get bullets to the face and be like, nah.
The whole thing is laced with vibranium. He doesn't give a shit. You could shoot at him all day. All fucking day. But there's something else in there. Oh, yeah. So, what do you think is going to happen to Rhodey? He's not dead, right?
He's not dead, but everything... I read a bunch of set interviews with the Russo brothers, and they're comparing it to Winter Soldier and saying how, you know, Winter Soldier was more of like a spy-type thriller, and they said that this one is more of a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
And they said that the kind of what ignites the whole thing is that something happens to Stark, like right at the beginning, and that kind of is like his emotional drive throughout the whole movie. So maybe Rhodey gets hurt and is like in hospital, and then that's what kind of like sparks it. So that makes me think maybe that scene isn't actually in the end of the movie. Maybe that's kind of like one of the seedlings of what the hell starts it all, and everyone starts getting like losing their shit basically.
That's interesting. Maybe it's like a Bond-esque kind of cold open, you know? That kind of gets the movie underway and then sets the tone for, you know, the rest of the 2.5 hours. That's interesting. I didn't think of that. That's definitely a possibility.
Other than that, I can't wait. Do you actually think Ant-Man's going to become Giant Man?
I don't know. Because when he's on that arrow, part of me is like, oh, is he going to turn real big? Is he going to go like real big
I didn't realize what the arm was. Then it took me a second to realize that was like an Iron Man gauntlet. And I was like, oh, okay. That makes a little more sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure, man. Maybe. It would be cool because you kind of be more useful.
Yeah. I like his new suit, though, too.
Yeah, it looks cool. And it's just going to be fun having Paul Rudd in this movie, honestly, surrounded by the rest of these guys.
Absolutely.
It'll definitely be interesting.
After that trailer too, I just know that Civil War is gonna be 10 times better than Batman or Superman.
Yeah, it just looks like it's, even though it has, you know, 8 times the characters, it just seems like it's juggling it way better
than Batman.
Not that
I'm not for it. I'm just obviously still gonna see it like right away.
Yeah, of course. I'm just not. I don't know. I don't know how they could screw up. I mean, not screw up, because it's not gonna be the worst movie ever. I mean, if anything, it's just going to be mediocre. But yeah, it's not going to be George Clooney Batman. I mean, but I just don't understand how you cannot have a movie with Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, and Lex Luthor, and, you know, some kind of version of Doomsday, be the most hyped movie of the year. Like, this should be Star Wars level hype. It should break servers when people are trying to get pre-ticket sales, you can still buy IMAX seats in New York City.
Oh.
You know, yeah, like it's not something that's also just garnering the attention. Do you think, do you think March was a bad idea?
Yeah, dude, what major blockbuster do you see in March? Like, think back. I think the most, like, relevant movie I maybe would have seen that's not even relevant at all is, like, Divergent in, like, the month of March. Like,
don't you think that would have helped it, though? Because there's nothing there. Like, what's it competing with?
But I think no one's in, like, the...
In the mood?
You know what I mean? Too soon. It's like, think about when people get hyped for movies. They get hyped for movies right around Christmas, and they get hyped for movies in the summer.
Yeah.
Who thinks, like, oh my god, I can't wait to see that in March? Like,
no, I definitely agree. I remember looking forward to the movie and seeing the release date and being a little taken aback.
Yeah, at the March what movie release has date. Released earlier than May that plans to make like over $300 million at least?
Yeah, they definitely want to steer clear of the Marvel, the Marvel block because you got Civil War in late May,
and Apocalypse.
Yeah, I mean, and then you got Doctor Strange in November.
Yeah.
So they definitely want to steer clear of that whole May through November area. And then, you know, December, obviously.
I mean, they got Suicide Squad, too.
Yeah, Suicide Squad in August. That's going to be a nice little disruptor, I think. That's the one to look forward to for the DC Universe, if you ask
me. That's definitely going to break records for, like, August box office.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because what movies, like, the back end summer movies come out in August. No, like, real good movie comes out in August.
Yeah, I don't know what else is coming out in August, to be honest with you. Nothing. I've, like, really looked forward to.
Nothing relevant.
So.
No. It's like, there was one other movie, like, Bourne, and then Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't even remember when Bourne was coming out.
Yeah, it's like the last weekend of July or something.
Okay, cool. Oh, that reminds me. Not superhero related, but I totally forgot that 10 Cloverfield Lane was coming out today.
I heard great things, but it's like I just like it's. I'm still just like thrown aback by how that just kind of like came out of nowhere.
It just came out of nowhere.
That was like a month
and
ago.
It's out. Yeah, like they started marketing a month ago, and now it's just out. But I read an article that on Variety that John Goodman deserves an Oscar.
Wow.
So I mean, I don't know. We're already getting Oscar buzz for.
No way he
actually
gets an Oscar for a movie like that, though.
I don't know, man. You never know.
Look at Mad Max, dude. Do you think they actually gave any of the real awards to them? No, they gave them all the bullshit awards that no one really cares about in the first place.
That's true. Charlize Theron should have been nominated for supporting actress.
Probably, but like I said,
yeah,
wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, was not gonna happen. We didn't talk about the Oscars, did we? Not for other people, too. There's not really anything to talk about, I guess.
It was just Chris Rock playing with Asian kids.
Shit's too long.
It was very long.
They gotta cut down on that.
Much.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Really, there was like 4 hours almost.
It's too much.
And it's like only 24 awards, dude. You need like, maybe 6 minutes each. It's like not that much.
Yeah, they need to figure something out where they give out some of the less relevant awards beforehand.
I mean,
like
they usually
Grammys do.
They do. They do like those other like awards, don't they? They do like the science-y engineering one or something.
But I'm talking about like costume and, you know.
But then the whole industry would fucking be up in arms.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, the Grammys didn't do Best Rap Album live until like this year.
That's true.
Like, I mean, how does the Grammys not award the best rap album of the year when that's, such a huge market?
Because no one watches the Grammys in the first place.
Yeah, that's true. The Grammys are the worst.
Grammys are so boring. LL Cool J is hosted every year.
LL Cool J just sleeps in the Kodak Theater, wherever the hell they have it. And he wakes up once a year on the night of the Grammys.
I wonder if his agent... Twice a week. Because of Lip Sync Battle. Duh.
No, they pre-recorded those about 20 years ago.
Everyone they knew was going to be famous now.
In Passengers, how like Chris Pratt wakes up from his chamber sleep or whatever?
Can't wait to see a trailer for
that movie. LL Cool J sleeps in one of those chambers in the Kodak Theater every year. And then Russell Simmons wakes him up the day before the Grammys. And he's like, all right, man, time to celebrate music. And LL Cool J's like, all right, we're here to celebrate music. And then he does the Grammys. That's what happens.
Oh, God. Okay, let's move on to...
Let's talk about Agent TV. Kata.
Yeah.
Agent Kata. Finale. So, is it getting... It's not... There's still no news on the renewal, right?
No idea, but I know she's on a pilot for a new ABC show. So yeah, I don't really know how that ties
into
it. So
that doesn't bode well, I don't think.
But I mean, yeah, it's not like it's a CW where they're gonna keep shows on despite the poor ratings because it's pretty quick
for 30 years, like Supernatural. Yeah. But
Supernatural is literally I don't know how that's still like that's how living shows like Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah,
and Friends.
I mean,
like,
even
why is
Steve
Amell
for Shade? It was pretty funny. Like,
makes no sense.
But so we ended on a major cliffhanger.
Yeah, Jack got his ass kicked.
Which is unfortunate because he was just being redeemed, which I guess is the best time to kill a character like that.
Who do you think it is?
Oh, gosh, so many theories. I don't know.
It's her brother.
That's the theory that I like the most.
It's her brother.
Yeah.
Because there's something in the file as to what actually happened when he died.
Yeah.
And
so what do you think he
died.
Is?
I think he's Hydra.
He's Hydra? Do you think he's like an early, like a different version of the Winter Soldier maybe? Or do you think he's just Hydra?
No. I think he's just like, they just faked stuff. Like, I don't think he's anything like supernaturally.
Yeah.
But you never know. We might not even get to find out. So.
Yeah, probably. I don't think we will, unfortunately.
The only reason I see them renewing it is because they have to like at least finish like the storyline. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they renew it just because it's ABC and it's Disney and it's Marvel. So, I mean, they kind of look out for each other.
Like they did on a cliffhanger, and then which means they probably thought that they were going to get renewed. And, you know, we still don't know who the hell her husband is.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is the only questions we really want to know, but
that's true.
Yeah,
I don't like the way that they kind of disposed of Whitney Frost in that episode because
and mental asylum.
No, just the way that they—I mean—they turn the rift on or whatever. They get the rift open, and she just waltzes there, like casually stands in front of a cannon. You know, like she's a genius. First of all, she's been a formidable villain. Honestly, she's been a really good villain. I mean, she's not just gonna, step in front of a cannon. But I mean, I guess they had to tie it up. I would have preferred a dirtier ending.
Yeah,
it's a little too tidy for me.
Whatever.
But they finally kissed Carter and Sousa.
Yeah, I totally forgot that. Have they not done it in season one at all?
No,
they
man.
Just like had like the underwhelming.
No, well, it's been a slow burn.
That's stupid.
It's been a slow burn, and then Jack gets killed.
Yeah.
So
honestly, like, it pisses me off because I think S.H.I.E.L.D. is getting hurt by the long hiatus, but like they use that to fill it now.
You say it's getting hurt? It's getting fucked up the asshole.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's. Do you know how long it was?
It's been 3 months. It's been ages.
I forgot about Lash. I forgot Blair Underwood was on the show.
Yeah. And
I forgot Blair Underwood was on the show.
And I remember that. I was like, what? Like, who
I mean,
is
seriously.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Joey? Totally forgot about Joey. Forgot he was a person.
Like a cast member?
Yeah, the guy from Iron Chef America who does backflips next to, like, steaks. I forgot that guy was on the show. I forgot about all these people. I was like, what is going on? And then we're in Colombia.
Yeah.
I was like, why are we in Colombia?
Yeah.
Don't we have like, things to deal with?
Probably a lot more better. But they don't know that Ward's alive. That's why.
Yeah.
Or Hive, whatever it's called.
I cannot wait until a confrontation between Coulson's team.
And him.
And yeah.
It.
That.
It, that thing. Yeah, dude, it's gross.
It is gross, but I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So how did you like the episode overall?
Dude, I don't know. Like I said, I was so detached that I was just like, oh, yeah, I remember this is a show.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I'm just like watching it, waiting. I think it's got to build back up to like a point. I don't think I'm going to like it again until they realize that Ward's alive, or at least his body is alive.
Yeah. It's weird how Ward has gone to this kind of – place where he's kind of a rhythm for the show.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't have thought that based on the first season when he was just kind of this shitty character.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, without Ward, the show just feels a little empty. It feels like it's missing a little something.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why they keep trying to find ways to keep him in here.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Like at the end of season three, I guarantee you they're going to beat this stupid Hive thing, but somehow they're like, Hydra's going to save Ward's body or something.
And it's going to be like Ward again.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with that. How did you like the Inhuman that they met in Colombia? Did you like
Slingshot? First of all, you can't have a show where people need to translate. I'm sorry.
Literally
the entire cast speaks freaking English.
Very choppy.
And then Mac and her like getting the vibe. Like, what is that?
Yeah, that was weird. Like a little Stockholm syndrome there.
Yeah,
I didn't like that.
And first of all, that's a stupid-ass power.
Yeah, right? You just go back to where you came from.
Literally. And it's like the definition of a Latino. You just keep going. You just go back
to where you were. But why is it like, within a single heartbeat? I don't think they realize how fast that is. Like, wouldn't get far.
Yeah, that's also what I don't get. Like, is it like a single heartbeat, like, slowed down times 100? Or is it like an actual heartbeat?
Because if it's an actual heartbeat, she's going about a centimeter.
Yeah.
Like, she's not getting far. People are just going to be like, wow, look at that lady. She can't walk.
Yeah.
I mean.
But I do like how they're kind of setting it up for, like, good versus bad in humans.
Yeah, I mean. Gonna be cool.
They just kind of snatch up the other guy. Like, okay, yeah, we're going to take you now.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing is that this Inhumans movie is being set up way too early for when it's supposed to be released. And I think Marvel Studios is a little caught off guard in terms of what to do with it because S.H.I.E.L.D. is it's progressing faster than I think they would have liked or would have thought even.
Yeah, I think
the logical way for it to go, honestly, is for it to eventually just evolve into a show, whether it's on ABC or Netflix or, you know,
like something Inhumans by itself.
Yeah. I don't think Inhumans needs to be a movie.
Yeah. Cause it's already like, we already know it on here. Yeah. And then you have those people that don't necessarily watch the universe, but they watch the show.
Yeah. Think about those kinds of, you know, like not team ups because that would qualify the Avengers and Justice League, but like squads of heroes, you know, Inhumans, X-Men, those would be great.
Yeah.
As shows, they're not meant to be movies.
Force, you know that, right?
Yeah, I know. But I mean, imagine if instead of all the crappy X-Men movies that we got before, like Days of Future Past and all that, imagine if it was just like a Netflix series, and we've had five seasons of it already.
The cartoons were great. Like, if you can make anything, if you make them anything like the cartoons, when I was watching, I was like 9 or 10.
Imagine if we had five seasons of Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. But you would never have that happen.
Nah, I mean, dude, TV is as good as film now.
Yeah, but, like, it's also not. You know what I mean? Like, these actors want bigger pay.
Look at the people who work on Netflix shows. Kevin Spacey works on a Netflix show.
Okay, well, yeah. That's a different story. Think about, like, Bradley Cooper and his show, Limitless.
That's on CBS, man. That's different.
Still, you know what I mean?
He would do a show on Netflix if it was good enough.
Yeah.
Any actor would do a show on Netflix or HBO if it was good
Speaking of, all of a sudden, I went on Netflix today. What the hell is this new Will Arnett show? I heard nothing about
it. I was
going
to ask you about this, but I wasn't sure if you're going to hear anything about it. I can't wait to watch it. I think I'm going to watch a couple tonight, honestly.
It's Will Arnett, so it's probably great, but like, I knew he had a show in development, but I didn't know it was like ready to be released already. I was like, okay, cool, season one of the new Will Arnett show.
Did you watch BoJack Horseman, or have you not watched any of those?
No, but I like know it. I've watched
hilarious,
a
first of all. Really funny. It basically seems to me like live action BoJack. Honestly, it's like Will Arnett in Venice, California. He's trying to kind of, you know, remake himself.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, it's a comedy with, you know, some of that dark, depressed and real life kind of feeling thrown into it. So it really just reminds me of live action BoJack. So I'm excited to watch it.
I still haven't watched House of Cards yet. That's next. I'm literally probably starting that.
Yeah. Like, I've only watched one episode still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know people, once you get to like episode 4 or 5, people told me they started like losing their shit.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because based on the first episode, I was like, oh, I'll finish this like by the end of the year. I don't need to watch
A friend of mine here, finished it. I know a lot of people that finished it within like a day. But they said, one person told me that it was literally so sad, like by the end of the season. And I was just like, what the hell is going to happen? Like, something bad is going to happen to someone good, and I'm just like, shit.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen with House of Cards. It's stalling out a bit for me.
But I think that's... we talked about this. You know, I was with you on that. Season 3 sucked. At least not... It just wasn't as good as the first 2 seasons.
Yeah.
But I think that this is kind of like... It's redeeming. I feel like once we watch this and once we like actually like... put our heads around it, I think we'll realize that, like, okay, maybe the renewal of season 5 and 6 will be well-deserved.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I had no idea Fincher was a producer.
Who?
David Fincher.
He produces this...
Did you know he directed the pilot?
No.
I had no idea, yeah.
No, I had no clue.
Apparently that's, like, common knowledge amongst people, like, you know, who pay attention to this stuff, and, like, I just had no idea... I just never knew.
That's so weird.
Yeah, because I always, on Netflix, I always forward through the, you know, the intros and everything. So I never
I'm trying to remember now, like, what names I see in, like, that first little, like, tag thing, but I can't remember.
Yeah, Fincher's on, like, the second or third slide, the second or third image, you know, of the DC montage, you know, under executive producers. So it's pretty awesome, honestly.
Oh, and I just looked it up. He executive produced the. Does it look like the season finale, maybe? Of this season?
Okay.
Of season 4? I think he executive produces the season finale. Was awesome. He even director? That's. No, he just does. He only did chapters 1 and 2. He hasn't directed an episode since then.
Well, Finch is the boy, so.
Yeah.
Has David Fincher made a bad movie?
I'm trying, like, I don't think so. Like, Fight Club, 7, Gone Girl, Social Network.
I'm going to Google.
I'm on his IMDb now. Panic Room might have been his, like, bad movie.
Who was, like, in Panic Room? Is that Jodie Foster and Young?
It's Jodie Foster, Kristen Stewart, yeah.
Yeah.
Not even, like, bad, but, like,
dude,
if there was... Well,
what if the there was hell? A bad, listen to this, like, lineup, though. Gone Girl, Fight Club, Social Network 7, Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, Zodiac, The Game. Yeah. Have you ever seen The Game?
No.
97 with Sean Penn and, God, is it Michael Douglas in here? Michael Douglas and Sean Penn. It's a phenomenal movie. Really good movie. I would highly recommend it. I didn't know he did Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
Alien 3, which was not one of the good Aliens.
Well, yeah.
But...
My say would probably be Panic Room and Alien 3 are probably like his least well movies, but other than that, he pretty
least
much
well movies. Well put.
Yeah.
Coherent sentences.
Yeah, whatever. It's not like we're getting reviewed on our
good
grammar.
Yeah, we're too perfect. I'm sure on iTunes someone has put something racist or, you know,
yeah,
awful, just down.
Can you even search this on iTunes? I feel like if you search this thing on iTunes, it probably just comes up with like no results.
No, if you search this on iTunes, it comes up.
Definitely doesn't. It's like, yeah.
Well, I've done it, so fuck you. I subscribe to my own podcast, so it downloads.
Good, because it's not like you didn't have it already when you uploaded it. But yeah,
hey man,
I was worried.
I knew these things.
Move on. We got DC.
Okay. Who's the host here? Who's the host here?
I don't know. I'm just watching out for time, man. You're the one that has to edit this shit.
Yeah, that's true. And I got a lot of shit to do tomorrow. Okay. Let's do the game.
All right. Have we even, like, solidified rules for this? / should we explain it, probably?
You explain it, because you know it better than I do, so.
Okay. So, basically, what me and Will are going to do is we have pre-selected an actor or actress, and we have looked at their filmography, and we have counted up all the movies. Like, for a movie to be able to be played in this game, the person selecting the actor or actress must have either at least, at the very least, heard of it and kind of know somewhat of the premise, or have seen the movie, with the actor and know, you know, who he plays and blah, blah. So, for example, you know, I could give Bilal, like, you know, 22, you know, name me 22 Adam Sandler movies, blah, blah. And we'd have to see, we're going to see how long it would take, or if you even can name 22 Adam Sandler movies, which you probably could at this point, especially with Netflix. So then, yeah, and then that's just kind of the little point of the game. I don't really have a name for it, since yours apparently seems to be someone that's, like, unrecognizable by name, because you're an asshole.
Okay, so I tell you how many movies to name, right?
Yes, and, okay. And who the actor is.
Okay, so I need right. you to name 6 movies featuring Titus Welliver.
Who?
You know him. You know him.
How do I spell this?
Titus, T-I-T-U-S.
Yeah.
W-E-L-L-I-V-E-R.
Oh, Jesus.
See, you know him.
Movies? I don't know about movies.
Only 6. He's in a lot more. He's in about 12 or 13, but I'm only asking you for 6 that are relevant.
Oh my god, I don't know movies. Holy crap. Like, I can think of as, like, Lost right now, but...
He's great in Lost.
Wow, you might have actually just stumped me 100%.
Are you gonna bullshit. Go 0 for 6 right now? 0%?
No, hold on. You gotta give me a second.
No, I'll give you some time. But, I mean, this is phenomenal. I've done good work.
Well, because you found the most obscure person you could think of. Like... Everyone, it's like one of those actors that, like, everyone knows their face. They're in, like, everything, but no one knows what the fuck their name is.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's like J.K. Simmons before, like, Whiplash.
I have good hints prepared, like, good vague hints for the kinds of movie he's in. So if you're really stumped, I will give you those hints.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a second.
Sure.
Yeah. Fuck it. I can't. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me give you these hints.
Okay.
So, 6 movies. One of them is a big-time blockbuster, big-time summer blockbuster. Three of them are just really good thriller action movies.
Wow. Okay. So the genre really is helping me narrow it down here. Thanks, man.
Well, I mean, if you know things he's in, this should help you. One movie he's in... with someone who's been in a big-time movie, but you've never seen in another movie because he's irrelevant. All right? And it's considered one of the best visual movies of all time, the one that actor is in. That should be a dead giveaway. And the last movie that I'm asking you for, he is in with 2 big-time stars. One who we've loved since he wrote and directed his own movie with his friend. And the other big-time star that he's in this movie with came from a beloved TV show on NBC.
What the fuck?
I've given you some great hints up in this.
Wait, what was that last one?
The full hint or just like the last portion of the hint?
The last hint.
Okay, so the last hint. He's in a movie with 2 legitimate leading actors. The first of which actor is someone who we all fell in love with when he wrote his first movie with a friend of his back in the 90s.
Oh, that's Ben Affleck.
What movie
was he in? And Ben Argo.
And
Ben
the second person in that movie.
I've only seen Argo like once. And like
you're right about Argo, but this is not the hint for that movie.
I know. Okay. But that's one of them, right?
That's one of them, yeah.
Okay. And what was the other hint? The second part of that?
The second part of the hint is that the second person in this movie is from a beloved NBC show.
The beloved NBC show. Jesus Christ. This is just mean.
I'll even give you another hint since you got Ben Affleck already. He's in another one of the movies for Titus Welliver.
Ben Affleck and... him are in the same movie again?
Actually, you know what? They're in the same movie twice. 2 of these other movies include Titus Welliver and Ben Affleck.
What? What the hell has been relevant Ben Affleck movies? You have Gone Girl. You have Argo. You have...
I hear you typing.
Huh?
I hear you typing.
I'm literally not typing. Like, my hands are away from the keyboard.
Okay, okay.
Right here.
You say so.
Here? I'll keep doing this so you know I'm not typing. I'll literally keep doing this so you know I'm not typing.
Don't do that.
Is that annoying? Is it worse than the claps? And the clips or the taps?
It's pretty annoying. It's less pronounced than the pen clicks, so it's not as bad, but it's kind of annoying.
What is he? I saw him. He was in a movie recently, at least in like the last 2 or 3 years. I'm trying to remember what the hell I saw him in.
I'm starting a stopwatch.
All right, give me like hold on. Oh, not a timer.
Is that stopwatch. Like, okay. So you have when stopwatch hits 2 minutes, I'm gonna call you off.
Probably gonna be done. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Okay, another Ben Affleck movie.
I gave you really good hints. I'm surprised that
I know
you haven't gotten another one or two.
Ben Affleck, Good Will Hunting, Kid Buddy, Jersey Girl. I'm trying to like think of like any relevant movies. It's not Batman, obviously. What the hell else was he in? He wasn't in The Departed. That was Damon. He wasn't in a movie with Damon, right? It wasn't what you were saying.
I don't know. Affleck. I don't know.
Oh, you should have been.
You gotta listen better, man. You've got a minute gone on that stopwatch, a minute left.
Dude, there was a movie I saw, like, in the theater. Like, I was by myself. That's why I can't remember what the hell I saw it.
Yeah.
It was like...
I know which one you're thinking of. 45 seconds.
Oh, fucking Transformers.
Fuck you. Yes.
The shitty one with Mark Wahlberg.
Fuck you. Yeah.
He died because it was him and Mark Wahlberg. We were like, fucking, he called
that
amazing.
That's the second one. All right, you got 30 seconds left.
I'm not going to get these. Just end it.
Yeah, okay, you're done.
I'm done.
Okay, so you got 2 of 6. But really, you got 1 of 6. I'm going to count it as half because...
Yeah, it's fine. Just whatever.
All right, so you got Transformers.
Yeah.
And you got Argo.
Yeah, what
the other two Ben Affleck movies are The Town and Gone Baby Gone.
Gone Baby Gone? Isn't that Casey Affleck?
No, Ben's in that too.
Oh, you shithead. Oh, whatever. Okay. All right.
Okay, the movie with... an actor who was in a big time movie but was never in anything again. The visually stunning movie. That is Man on a Ledge.
Oh, with Worthington?
With Sam Worthington.
Oh my god. Okay.
And a movie with an NBC beloved NBC star.
Yeah, that one I had no idea.
And a writer back from the 90s that we fell in love with who wrote a movie with his friend. You were homing in on Ben Affleck too much. I was talking about Matt Damon. This movie is Matt Damon and John Krasinski, and that's Promised Land.
Oh my god, fuck you. God, I haven't seen any of these movies.
So I've really outdone myself.
Whatever.
Oh man. Alright.
You're a piece of shit.
Here we go, my turn.
I mean, we can double count, make sure I have all the ones that 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. This might be a sort of relevant one.
Okay.
Not relevant, but like good enough one. 8 Garrett Hedlund movies.
Say the name again.
Garrett Hedlund.
I don't think I know who that is.
You definitely know who that is. And here, hold on. Let me see what happens when you Google before you do it.
Okay.
Because the first one's going to pop up. Yeah. The first one's going to pop up immediately.
No, I looked up. I looked on my phone, so I can't see any.
Okay.
I can't see the Google results. I can only see the pictures.
Cool.
Okay, right. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean the first one's gonna be obvious.
First one's gonna be obvious.
Oh, you're a bitch if you don't think of this one right away.
We're only doing movies, right? Not TV shows.
Yeah, just movies.
Because I think this guy was in Friday Night Lights. Is this the Tron guy?
Hey, dumbass! Friday Night Lights. Where did that come from?
What do you mean?
Where did this show, Friday Night Lights, come from, dumbass?
Oh, is he in the movie also?
Yeah, he's not in the show. He's in the movie.
Oh, I thought he looks like a kid in the movie, in the show also.
No, he's in the movie, so that's one.
Oh, I thought maybe he was... Okay, well, that was a lucky guess.
Yeah.
He's the Tron kid, no?
Yeah, he's the Tron kid.
Okay.
So that's two.
Wait, was he in both Trons?
No, he wasn't even, like, born in the other one. Like,
no, wasn't there one in, like, 2010 and one in 2011 or something?
No, they never made another one.
Oh, okay. How many movies did you say? Eight?
Yeah, you got two.
Eight, I got two, okay. Oh, shit.
Do you want some hints?
No, he was in Inside Llewyn Davis.
I didn't even count that one because I didn't know what the hell that was, but I'll give you that. Okay. Yeah, that's one of them.
So
that's
three out of nine.
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't matter. You can still just give eight.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it's just, you just have to do eight. Like, just because you know that and I don't doesn't mean it doesn't count for you.
Okay.
But yeah, he's in that one. And I'll just tell you the ones I was thinking of if you don't get all the ones I had.
Okay.
Tell me what you want hints.
Let me try to get one more. Actually, no, give me hints.
Okay. So you had six left on mine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the first one, probably like one of his earliest roles, Think Me. The second one is an ensemble cast featuring a few black people.
Okay.
Yeah. The third one was a young adult novel adaptation. The fourth one has pits him against Kevin Bacon. That's a very good hint, so you're welcome.
Pits him against Kevin Bacon?
Yeah. The next one is based on a true story. And the last one was a box office failure.
Okay. I think I know three more from your hints.
Okay.
The one based on a book is Aragon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's Murtaugh.
I loved Aragon. That's the only reason I know that.
I don't have the books.
No, that's what I mean. Fuck the movie. The books are great.
Yeah.
The box office dud. That's a recent one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be Pan.
Yeah, 100% it's Pan.
Okay. I don't know the one that pits him against Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
You said
there's
Think Of You.
So four. Yeah.
You said the one thing.
Well, you have three more for your account, and then you have like four of the ones I had, but yeah.
Okay. Think Of You, early first role. Okay, so it's gotta be like early mid 2000s movie. Think You. So it's either gotta be about gay rights or Greece, I think.
Yeah. good one.
And given that we're early, I'm gonna cross out gay rights because that wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah. Got it.
Is Legolas in this movie?
No. Is Lord of the Rings about Greece all of a sudden?
No. Orlando Bloom. Is it Orlando Bloom in this movie? Or is that too much? Is it Troy? Yeah. Is it Troy?
Yeah, it's Troy.
Okay.
I was like, what are you talking about?
A bunch of black guys and Kevin Bacon. Those two I'm not getting. The real story. Okay, true story. Let's think about that one.
See, this game's hard.
It is hard. Give me like 30 more seconds on this because I'm pretty much at a block, I think. But
yeah,
of
course.
Kay Bacon. I feel like I should get the Kevin Bacon one. That's what I'm trying to concentrate on.
It's like a very obscure movie.
Yeah.
I watched it when I was in Greece.
Honestly, fuck Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Let's call the clock's run out. Tell me the ones you missed.
All right. You missed Unbroken. He was one of the
guys'
friends in the camp. And then you missed Four Brothers, one of my favorite movies of all time.
That's the one with all the black guys, right?
Well, like mostly black guys and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great movie.
Oh, that movie's ghetto, yo. Isn't Andre 3000 in that?
Yeah, he's one of the brothers.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. Okay. And then the last one is the Kevin Bacon one, which was a very just not great movie and not really popular. It's called Death Sentence.
All right, not bad. Not a bad showing. Yeah. We both went for stumpers.
Yeah, I think we should try to do a little bit more obvious ones, but just with higher numbers.
We can do more, maybe not like, you know, A-list of the A-list, but, you know, in that tier.
Yeah.
I think we can definitely go there next time because, you know, first time out, I think we definitely wanted to measure dick size a bit in this game. And I can imagine with Titus well over.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
You know, I got the idea because he's all over the subways in New York. He's got a new show on Amazon.
Oh,
and I was
Bosch,
like, oh,
right?
Titus Welliver, he'd be a dope pick. And so I went with him, and he was a dope pick.
Whatever.
I think that wraps it up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm sick of talking to you. I hate you.
Yeah, it's been an hour. We always go long.
Yeah.
But it's been a pleasure.
We just keep talking. We don't
shut the hell. I mean, you know, when you're passionate about something, you just can't stop. You know, and time flies when you're having fun. It is
the
oldest saying in the book. The oldest saying in the book. But it has been a pleasure. Thank you for hopping on. I know it's difficult to match up the times and everything, but it's been a pleasure, man.
No problem.
I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
See you. Bye.